is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When the U.S. Senate in May passed what it called a comprehensive immigration bill, it was simply out of touch with what the American people want. All surveys show the American people want our government to establish secure borders first, before we talk about dealing with any other problems. If there's water in your basement, it's common sense to stop new water from coming in before you try to bucket out the water that is already there. Two spontaneous grassroots groups have risen up out of nowhere to sign joint statements demanding that President Bush drop his push for a guest worker program to bring in millions of new foreigners, plus a path to citizenship for illegal aliens already in this country. One of these declarations was written by scholar John Fonte of the Hudson Institute and signed by a diverse group that included William Bennett, Judge Robert Bork, William Buckley, Thomas Sowell, and several prominent scholars. The other letter was written by author Don Feder and presented a very different group that included Alan Keyes, Richard Vigory, Howard Phillips, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, Chris Simcox, and Brent Bozell. I signed both declarations because they covered different points of this important subject. These declarations pointed out the immense increase in the tax burden that would fall on American taxpayers if the legalization and guest worker plans are adopted. Most of the so-called guest workers will be high school dropouts who will work for low-wage jobs and pay little or no income tax. They will get an enormous array of taxpayer-funded benefits, including health care, public schooling, Social Security, food stamps, the WIC program, housing subsidies, earned income tax credit handouts, and even free legal services. Our own high school dropouts should get the opportunity to work the jobs that the foreigners will take. We hope our representatives in Washington are listening to Grassroots America.
For up-to-date information on why amnesty and guest worker plans are mistakes, and on how illegal immigration makes U.S. taxpayers pay heavy additional costs for schools, hospitals, Medicaid, prisons, and all social benefits, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for Immigration Facts or visit our website, eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Then join us daily for more on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central,
guy. He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, I want all of you to go do something right now. I want you to come back in a little while. This monologue is meant for one guy. So go have a beer, you know, change the diaper on the baby, maybe wash those few dinner dishes. Give me about 10 minutes and then come back, because I'm speaking to one guy tonight and one guy only. Sean Hannity, I am devoting my entire monologue to you tonight. Only you, Sean. I hear people call your show and call you a great American. I would agree with that statement 100%. You have done many good things for this country, Sean, and I believe that you love America, and I believe that you love America deeply. You're a good conservative and you're a good Republican, and you ask for us to give you just 3 hours a day, and I usually give it to you when I can, so I do listen. So why have I, for the first time in the history of this show, in 6 years, spoken to just one person in my monologue? Sean, with all the good things that you do for America on the issue of the illegal alien invasion, I'm afraid that you just don't quite get it. You don't get it. I mean no disrespect to you when I say this, but it's the way I see it. Not being from California or from a border state, you don't understand the severity of the problem and what we live through every day. I know you talk about it on your show. I've heard you many times, so I'm not saying you don't discuss it. Please don't think I think that. You've been on the border and done shows from there, and we applaud you for that. But we are desperate here in California. Are you listening to me, Sean? We are desperate here. We are living in a foreign country. here in South California. My beloved Los Angeles has become, for all intents and purposes, a Mexican city. And I don't want to live in Mexico. If I did, I would apply for a visa to go there and live. But Mexico is becoming my home, and vice versa. And people like our mayor are proud, and they're happy about that. I am not. Do I have anything against Mexican people? No. But I don't want to live there. I also don't want to live in France or Russia or anywhere else. I want to live in America, and my home is slowly becoming somewhere that is not America. Imagine this, Sean. 90% of the billboards in my community are now in Spanish. I'm speaking major companies, Budweiser, Miller's, Kellogg's, Colgate, GM, Ford, Toyota, Nissan, yes, and even Seagram's Liquor, all in Spanish. Schools that were 20 years ago 90% American are now 90 to 95% illegal alien children and American-born children of illegal aliens, with a 60% dropout rate. Imagine, Sean, a school system where the American school kids are beat up on an almost daily basis, and the media won't touch it. And all of this is because of the lopsided numbers that are there. Imagine living in a city where if you're a drywaller, a roofer, a bricklayer, a house framer, a body and fender man, you can't get work unless you are Hispanic. Imagine being a 16 or 17-year-old kid and being turned down for a McDonald's job because you don't speak a foreign language of a kitchen. The kitchen at most of these places is in Spanish, and if you don't speak that, you cannot work there. Imagine being a teacher in an L.A. city school and being told that you must learn Spanish within a year in order to keep your job. Imagine going to an emergency room in pain, maybe bleeding, and having to wait 8 hours because illegal aliens have closed 9 emergency rooms with their use and non-payment here in Southern California just this year. And Sean, please imagine the cultural aspects, the 8-foot corn in the front yards, the laundry hung on fences, chickens in the streets, goats tied up in yards, and multiple mariachi parties every single weekend that press the decibel level to new limits every time they give one. Again, the question must be asked, why am I saying these things to you, Sean? The answer is simple. You are a great American, but you are also a very powerful American. You are one of the most powerful men in this country. 4 hours in the media every day is a powerful position to have in America. We would ask you, Mr. Sean Hannity, the great American that we all love, we would ask you to help us by putting a face on the victims of the illegal alien invasion. We are not just statistics here in California, Sean. We are people, and we must endure this every time an illegal alien crosses the border and an American is displaced and suffers. If that were not bad enough now, when American citizens protest this in the form of rallies and marches, they are viciously and violently attacked by overwhelming numbers of people who hate America and hate us because we are not of their race. Sean, I am probably more conservative than you are, if that's possible. I mean that in a complimentary way. I'm a very conservative man. I'm also a black American who has never used a hyphen in his life and believes strongly in the Constitution of the United States. I would fight for the rights of the Ku Klux Klan to march even though they disgust me, and I abhor their message because I know that even they are protected by the First Amendment. I believe that everyone has the right to freedom of speech in this country. Having said that, when we are violently attacked by people carrying Mexican flags, and we are attacked for simply protesting that our federal laws are not being enforced, I know we are in trouble as a nation, deep trouble. I have been to many of these rallies, Baldwin Park, Garden Grove. I have seen our flag stomped into the ground. At a 4th of July rally that I attended, the American flag was burned in front of the federal building directly across the street from the Veterans Cemetery in Westwood, California. And nobody got arrested. Nobody was held accountable for that act. That angers me. Just a week before last, an American flag was pulled down and replaced with the Mexican flag in front of the U.S. Post Office in Maywood, California, at a U.S. post office, and it was done to loud cheers and applause. And when the police could not get that Mexican flag down, they applauded again. We are literally losing California, Sean. I know you think that's impossible, but it's not. We are losing it. And I know you say that terrorism is the number one issue facing our country, but while we are waiting for that terrorist attack, we are losing our country. Now, don't get me wrong. I know terrorism is a huge issue. I know we have to be vigilant. I know we have to worry about it. And I'm with you about that. But it's not just the terrorism that must be had attention to in this country. We must look at what's happening to us culturally. We must understand that we are losing our culture and our sovereignty in America. Having said that, Sean Hannity, I would ask you to do four things for us Americans. Not that you haven't done a lot. Don't get me wrong. Don't ever think we don't applaud you and recognize what you do. But here's what we would ask. Four things. When you talk about the border security, it is not just about terrorism. It is also about those who invade our country and take our sovereignty. In other words, don't just talk about national security, locking up the border for terrorism. We must lock up the border to keep these illegal aliens out of here. We must do that. They're ruining our neighborhoods. They're ruining our schools. They're ruining our job market. They're ruining our wages. They're ruining our prisons. They're voting in our elections. All of these things we must consider. And we would ask you to mention those things when you talk about border security, not just the terrorism angle. I say this with all respect. Terrorism is a maybe. A maybe. And I think the president has done a great job stopping terrorism in this country. But it may or may not happen again. These things I talk about are happening every single day while we await that terrorist attack. Number two that I would ask of you, Sean, telling us the Democrats will be worse doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. It doesn't fly. I heard you talk to a woman the other day from California who called and told you, why aren't the Republicans doing what they should be doing? And she's drowning in illegal aliens out here in California, and all you told her, your advice to her was, vote Republican. Well, she's done that already, and it hasn't worked. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to wake up and hear that Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. I do not want to know that Charlie Rangel is in a powerful position in the House of Representatives. I have testified twice in the House of Representatives, and I have personally met John Conyers, Jackson Lee, and Howard Berman. They are a disaster for this country. But you must remember, this is not their watch. This is the watch of the Republican Party now. They are in power, and they have done nothing on this issue. Our president, George Bush, has completely betrayed us. And, Sean, there is no other word for it but betrayal by going for an amnesty that we don't want. 6 years into an eight-year presidency, the president finally decided to put somebody on the border, and it wasn't enough. People's desperation has made them angry, and if the Republicans lose, it is their fault. You should talk to them. Don't talk to us. Don't tell us what we have to lose if the Republicans lose. A lot of us see it this way. Guess what? We are doing what we can as Americans. We are voting for the conservative people, and they are not acting in a conservative manner. That is what is happening. We have put the Republicans in office, and they have done nothing. And we are angry about it. Not angry enough to throw it all away, but you know, I heard a guy say on your show the other day, the best thing that came from Jimmy Carter was Ronald Reagan. And that was his attitude to vote for every Democrat he could, because maybe that would have left another Ronald Reagan down the line. Newt Gingrich ain't no Ronald Reagan, and neither is McCain. We've got to come up with somebody who is good and will do the will of the people here, Sean. Help us, please. Number three, please don't call our desperation a, quote, minor disagreement with the president, unquote. You said this many times. You say don't vote for Democrats because of some minor disagreement you have on immigration. This is not minor for us. We are drowning. We are desperate. We see our whole way of life slipping away, so this is not minor for us, John. You have to understand just how much we mean this. And number four, please, with all due respect, please stop calling these people immigrants. They are not illegal immigrants, Sean. An immigrant is a person that we accept in this country with our blessing, with the blessing of the American people and the American government. They are not immigrants. They are illegal aliens. That is the correct term. That is the righteous term. That is the factual term. And you must use that, because every time you call them illegal immigrants, you send us back 3 months. No disrespect, but you must use the correct terms. They want you to say immigrant so they can use the term immigrant without illegal in front of it. We must never use the word immigrant, ever. Help us, Sean, please. You have the power, and you are a great American. You have done much to help America. Continue to help us, and I thank you for your service to this great country of ours. Oh, and one more thing, Sean. If you do come face to face with Alec Baldwin, my money's on you. All of it, every nickel I can scrape together. The only way he can beat you is if his stuntman shows up. This is Terry Anderson on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org and tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion, and I want to remind all those good folks out there that have friends and relatives who are not in the sound of a voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. I want to tell you something, folks. Don't think I'm picking on Sean. I love him. I think he's a great guy, but I don't think he quite gets it, and maybe he can help us by just altering his tone a little bit and recognizing the plight that we have out here. Tomorrow's a holiday. Tuesday morning, we will FedEx a copy of this show to Sean so he can hear it. I want him to understand that we love him, but he's got to recognize what's going on a little more than he has. I want to give out that call number now. Before I do, I want to welcome all the good folks listening at KFNX in Phoenix, 1100 AM, KDON, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all folks listening on the RBN Network. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horrible little clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horrible clown of the week. And as the Hispander Fest continues, company after company try to make sure that the Hispanic community knows that they are loved. We keep hearing about the growing numbers and how companies must go after those Hispanic dollars regardless of the immigration status. Well, in this anti-American race to the bottom, Miller Brewing Company is by far at the lead of this race. In a proposed march for tomorrow in the city of Chicago, anti-American, pro-illegal alien anarchists will be marching from Chinatown to House Speaker Dennis Hastert's office in Batavia, Illinois. Miller Brewing, as a sponsor, has paid more than $30,000 for newspaper ads of the event and a planning conference. Advertisers of the march feature the organizing committee's trademark along with Miller's logo and a Spanish translation of its Live Responsibly slogan. This is not new for Miller's folks. Back in March, they issued a press release stating that they did not support House Bill H.R. 4437, which they call anti-immigration legislation. We know it's not. It's not about anti-immigration. It's about anti-illegal alien invasion. In that press conference release, they talked about protecting, quote, rights for undocumented immigrants, unquote, placing print advertisements in Chicago and Milwaukee stating their opposition to H.R. 4437 and working with organizations to provide scholarships to illegal alien students. Unbelievable. They also bragged about how their long history of proudly supporting national and local Hispanic organizations was part of their company's plan. Unbelievable. Here's a company that is sponsoring an organization that is marching for the rights of people that came here illegally, all so that they could get more money for more sold bottles of beer. They are nothing but beer whores. That's what they are. They're beer whores. Here we are selling out America for money. Unbelievable. I will never, and I love beer, I will never put a bottle of Miller's to my lips ever again. Ever. Ever. It already tastes like rhinoceros pee, and the only time I drink it is when somebody brings it over. I will not buy it now, but I'm going to tell you something. I will never allow anybody to bring it to my house again. It sucks. It's a horrible beer, and the company sucks because they're anti-American. Miller Brewing, you, this week, are our most horriblest clown of the week.
Good Lord.
Unbelievable. Can you guys imagine that? Can you imagine that? I mean, it's just unbelievable. Here's a company that is giving money to these people to march against this country. I mean, gee, unbelievable. Folks, we had a guest plan tonight, but he couldn't make it. That's radio. It happens. But we are very proud to have in our studio two people that I love like crazy, John and Barbara March. You know the story. Marches were very unfortunate to have their son, Dave. He was murdered by an illegal alien scumbag whose name I won't even mention on the air. It's pressed into my brain, but I won't mention it. There's a long story about what's happened with him, and he is in custody now, but has not yet been brought back to the country. Am I correct?
True.
But we are still hoping for that. Mexico has arrested him. We are happy to say that, and we're going to see what happens. So anyway, the marches are here tonight, but I understand you came for a different reason.
We did. We did come with a different reason, because you have been our hero for a long time.
And I didn't know this, folks. I know they were coming, but they're here. So anyway, go ahead.
And we at March for Justice, which is our organization, we came up with a very politically incorrect award. And we thought that the most politically incorrect person that we knew on the face of the earth was Terry Anderson.
Thank you for that.
So
I wear that in the highest esteem.
I know you do. And so I'll read it to you. It says, the March for Justice campaign presents their Balls of Steel Award to Terry Anderson for his leadership in protecting America's borders.
And folks, I'm looking at this award. Thank you so much. That is very nice of you. I'm looking at this award, and these are some big balls. I mean, I don't want to make any comparison to anybody living or dead, but I'm going to tell you something. These are some big balls. I think it's appropriately named, not for me, but for some of the people that I know you have given this award to, Glenn Spencer and Mark Edwards, people that really deserve it. You know,
these are our heroes, and you are an American hero, Terry, and if you decide to run for Congress, whatever you decide to do, we're with you 100%.
Well, I don't know about run for office. I always say I run from office, but let me just say this to you. You know, we all fight this in various ways. We believe that this is our country, and we don't want anybody to take it away from us. You guys lost a lot more than most of us will lose, but you have shown us the example of how to pick it up and run with it and do the best you can after a tragedy. And there's so many people, guys, who are out here fighting this thing. You got Barbara, you got Glenn, you got William Gein back east, you got D.A. King, you got people in so many states now that have gotten involved. We have to win now.
By the way, Barbara got a Balls of Steel.
Yeah, that one I can believe. I mean, she should have got the biggest bowling balls of steel. Barbara's online. Yeah, we're talking about you. We'll get to you in a little while, Barbara. But you know what? There's so many people doing so much now, and we really can't do enough. We're not against anybody. What we are against is the people who break our laws and people who come here talking about conquering us. You know, we've got people who will tell us that this once belonged to another country, and we should give it back, whereas, you know, I think that's ridiculous. We're never going to do that. It's going to be a bloodbath if they try to take it. You know, I don't advocate that, but I predict it. But I also think that we should try to protect this way of life for our children and our grandchildren. You know, if the reason the Reconquistas want to take this back now, they want to take back this part of what used to be Mexico, is because it's paved. It's paved now, and there's buildings. You know what I mean? If this was still Mexico, and I'm not saying Mexico's not paved. Mexico's a beautiful country. But you know what? If this was still part of the country that it came from, guess what? It would be doing just as bad. They should be happy that we fixed it. You know?
You know, Terry, everyone all talks about illegal immigration being a victimless crime. And I got to tell you, you know, we're here to be an absolute witness to the fact that it's not a victimless crime. And to let everybody know the type of person that this crime affects. My son was just, his words were just made the creed for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And the words were, my goals in life are simple. I will always be painfully honest, work as hard as I can, learn as much as I can, and hopefully make a difference in people's lives.
That's good stuff.
And boy, I'll tell you, how many of our politicians can say that?
Very few. I do know some. We know some.
Yes, we do.
We know a handful. I remember 5 years ago, we didn't know any. But we do have a few now, but very few.
Tom Tancredo.
Yeah. Steve King. J.D. Hayworth and a few others.
Yeah.
You know, this is a shame that we're not saying that only a few of them aren't that way. It should be the majority, but it's not.
And that's really sad.
Well, it's almost like they start out this way with good intentions, but I don't know what happens when they get back to Washington. You know, we're wondering if they get some kind of an injection or have to take a stupid pill. You know?
Well, they get injection, but it's an injection of money. That's usually what it is, and they get sick with it, and they want more money. You know, the funny thing about it is, you know, you said most of them start out with good intentions. I think they do. I think even the liberals, the Jackson Lees, the Conyers, I think they think they're doing the right thing for this country, but they're misguided and undecided. They don't understand. And that their way is the wrong way. The way to fix this country now is to get tough, hard but fair, make everybody obey the law, and make it where it is once again the America that we had. I'm not talking about the America of slavery or the America of Jim Crow. I'm talking the America where Americans were starting to come together. We're more divisive now than we have ever been. How do we get to the point, Terry, where two Border Patrol agents chase an illegal drug runner carrying almost half a ton of drugs?
Their instincts told them that's what he was doing, and that's what he was doing.
That's right. And how do we get to the point where a U.S. attorney, the Justice Department, gives immunity to that drug dealer
who's since been rearrested again?
Yeah, exactly. How do we do that and persecute two family men? One of those guys was nominated for Border Patrol Agent of the Year. How do we do that?
We call it the PCBS. That's what it is. And they were going to make an example of these guys, and they lived in a place where they got a jury pool of people who were, just like the OJ jury, of people who were sympathetic to OJ. Well, this jury is sympathetic to illegal aliens, and that's how they convicted them. And it's sad. And guess what? I believe this thing is going to be rectified, but in the meantime, these people's lives have been wrecked.
Do you know,
these are good guys.
Do you know, in one day, Terry, one day it was 9-3 for acquittal.
And the next
the following day,
they convict them.
They convict them. 12-0.
Two American heroes, Ramos and Compiègne, and they have families, they have children.
Each has three.
Yeah, it's a sad thing, but you know what? They've got people looking out for them now, and we'll see what happens. I think we may have a good outcome on this. I really do.
I agree with you.
Well, we need a face, just as Dave was the face of law enforcement and what they are put through every day. We need a face on this corruption that's going on down there on our border. And we just say, God bless these guys, and will they stay strong and allow us to get behind them?
That's right. That's our job, to keep them strong. And as my buddy Mike here always says, you know, maybe this thing will show us where the corruption was. Maybe this will end up being a good thing. I don't know. But I know we have corruption in our country. You know, we always talk about Mexico being a corrupt country. Well, this is one, too. And we all have different types of corruption. And this one is going to come to the surface one way or the other. And this is probably the time it's going to happen. And I hope these guys come out of it okay. I hope their families aren't damaged. I heard him talk about his 13-year-old son, how they tried to keep it from him. And now, you know, the kids at school were poking fun at him. Isn't your daddy this guy, this the criminal? I mean, that's horrible. And we know all he was doing his job. We're winding down. I got a hard break in a minute, folks. I really want to thank you for coming in. I'm blushing. And when I'm out of words, I usually talk. You know what I mean? When I have nothing to say, I usually talk. And you guys had me speechless. I really appreciate this. I really do. I will put this in a place where everybody that comes to my house sees it before they see anything else. I'm very proud of it, and I thank you very much for it. And I also thank you for the work that you have been doing to fix this problem.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks for coming in. Good folks, guys, really are, and we appreciate them coming. I really appreciate this award. You know, we don't just talk about this. We live it. They have lived it like nobody has lived it. They lost a son, a good guy, a guy whose picture will remain on our website until his case is resolved, and then we will put him to rest. But until then, his picture is there for all to see and understand that this wasn't just a statistic. This wasn't just some nameless cop. This was a man. This was a son. This was a guy that had family. This is a guy who was loved, and now he is missed. And his fellow officers loved him also. And it's a sad thing that a guy can come into our country, vicious and violent, and do this. If he'll kill a police officer or a sheriff, guess what he'll do to you and I? Now, I'm not saying all of these people that come here would do this, but I'm saying this guy did. And if our border had been tight, if our laws had been in effect, if things would have been working the way they should have been, this officer would have been out there protecting and serving us today. And that's what really, really, really angers me about this whole thing. We're going to take a break, folks. When I get back, I'm going to take everybody's calls. We got some special things lined up for the second half hour. We're going to talk a little more about the Miller...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Staffler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Plastic pen from the counter at the post office. You don't need it. The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. And, folks, we're going to get right to the phones and talk to all the good people out there because we got so much wisdom coming in. Now, I got Julio lined up here. Now, Julio, now you hung up on me like a punk last time. Now, if you're not going to talk to me like a man, I'm not going to put you on. Now, can I rely on you staying on the air and not hanging up? Julio? Yeah, Julio.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to hang up.
Hold on. You're going to have a conversation, or are you going to hang up in my face like you did last time?
I'm not going to hang up, okay? I apologize for that.
Not a problem.
But I wanted to say, first of all, your caller, your screener, when I called him up, he told me that all undocumented are nothing but dishwashers.
Now, I don't feel that way, and I don't know what's an undocumented.
No, that's the people that come in here to work and build this and made this country great.
Oh, you're talking about the black slaves back before Emancipation Proclamation.
Well, no, I was wondering if we could have a moment of silence for the thousands of Native Americans that were slaughtered by this country the last
I'm not going to spend this time on silence for anybody, Julio. We're living in 2006, buddy. We're coming up on 2007. Why don't you come around and be an American? Are you an American, Julio?
Well, yes, I am, and I wanted to talk about...
Julio, hold on. Slow down. Calm down. I'm going to let you talk. Julio, do you believe that this is a sovereign country and we should be able to say who can come in and who shouldn't come in?
I think that the people that were the original land owners and the people that originally founded this country and the people that were here for thousands of years have a say in who should be here, yes.
Does that mean people all the way down to the bottom of Tierra del Fuego?
Well, I think that, you know, you can get into a lot of difficulty in trying to understand the plight of each and every person, but the bottom line is that, you know, you live in a country right now that is, in my opinion, is part of the Americas.
Well, I would agree with that. That's true.
And, you know, it is a nation that was Native American and Hispanic people have been here for thousands of years. And then all of a sudden to just say one sweep of hands, we're no longer part of it.
First of all, Julio, the Native Americans and the Hispanics are two different people. Second of all, I remember reading in my history books that were written by Indians that Geronimo used to raid Mexico and take from the Mexicans because he thought they were easy prey. So if he was one of them, I don't understand how they were all one people. Secondly, I think you told me last time that this was Mescalero Apache land here in California.
No, I said that when you get into places like where the Mescaleros live in New Mexico and Arizona, those are places that were Apache. But if you're talking about Geronimo, he was Chiricahua Apache.
Yeah.
And the Chiricahuas also fought with the Calachos too. So
and they also fought with the Mexicans too.
Yes, they did. So there was a three-way war going on. But one of the things that you do not know is that Zachary Taylor, under the auspices of President James Polk, surrounded Mexico City, and the Treaty of Hidalgo was done under duress because they told Mexico, either you sign the treaty or we invade your country.
Question, Julio. If that is true, and I wasn't there, neither were you, but if that's true, why did the country of Mexico sell us more land with the Gadsden Purchase a few years later?
Well, I cannot answer to why they did not sell it. But I will tell you this: there is an undocumented.
But hold on, Julio. Don't you think that if the land was actually stolen and the Mexican people were so angry that they would never sell the Gringo more land after the disputed land was sold? I mean, come on, let's be real.
Well, let me answer it by saying this: if you have something done under duress and you do it under the guise of fear, and you believe that something terrible is going to happen, that memory does stay alive in your mind. Would you not agree?
Well, I would say yes, but that doesn't mean you're going to make the same mistake again, because Zachary Taylor was not in Mexico City when the Gadsden Purchase took place.
I agree with you, but I will tell you this. The James K. Polk, as president, conquered everything west of the Mississippi, and he had an absolutely voracious appetite for land.
So, Julio, what should we do?
Well, I think the thing is, and I told you before, I'm not for gunfights and bloodshed, and I don't, you want to see people killing each other and all this, I think that's ridiculous. But like, you know, I'm sure you've heard about this young Elvira Arellano.
Yeah.
Who got amnesty.
I can't even say what I think of her on the air.
I think that she was noble because she wanted to stay with her son, and she sought sanctuary in the church, and that's what the church is for. And now millions of people are going to use that method of being able to come into the country, and because God is on our side, God is with us. The Bible says that the meek shall inherit the earth. You know that. You know that you are on the side of El Diablo. I am on the side of God. So
don't hang up, Julio. Don't be a punk.
No, I'm not be a punk.
Hold on.
I'm being honest.
Hold on now. What about the scripture in Mark that says, and I'm giving you a lot more time tonight because you are opposition. What about Mark 12:17, where it says, Jesus said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God. That tells us that we must obey laws. Now, those laws are allowed to take place, and I'm a God-fearing man. Those laws are put down by man, but God allows them to stand, and he allows these people to be in power. So are you going to tell me that these people should not obey the laws of our country?
Okay, I'll answer.
Does that make me El Diablo because I want the laws of this country obeyed?
Okay, no, I'll answer, and I'll say this. In 367 A.D., when Rome fell to the barbarians, Rome had conquered the known world. They had slaves for 700 years. They had killed tens of thousands of
people. Julio, I ask you a direct question. You must answer the question. That's one of the rules of the program.
Okay,
are you telling me, are you Yes or no? Are you telling me that it is okay for these people to break the laws that were laid down? Caesar's law, basically the law of this land.
If you have people that are enacting laws that are committing genocide and torture...
There's been no genocide and torture. There's been no genocide.
There's been no genocide.
No, absolutely not. There's been no genocide and torture.
I disagree. 100% I'm equal.
Well, that's okay, buddy. No problem. You know?
I respect your right. This is America.
It is, Julio. Julio, I got to
tell me that there has not been sucked. That the people in this country, my grandfather and father went to segregated schools in L.A.
Well, what does that mean? That's not torture. That's not genocide.
It was torture for the fact that they did not have...
That's not torture. That's not torture. Genocide. Let me tell you something, buddy. My great-grandfather was a slave.
That's wrong.
Okay? Sure, it was wrong. But I'm not going to be whining about it in 2006. That was over with 150 years ago. Why are we still whining about it? I got to go, Julio. I got to get to some more people. Hey, you take care, buddy. You call me again. We will agree to disagree.
Have a good evening.
Okay, tengas un buen día, señor. All right, let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Julio, I'll make it very simple for you before I go to my subject here. You read the Book of Mormon, that's the history of North America, Mexico, Central America, and South America, before the Savior came here and after the Savior came here. That's why those temples were built. Julio, read the Book of Mormon. It'll answer all your questions for you.
You heard it, Julio. Read it.
The Martians. Hello?
The Martians, their mics are off. Go ahead, Jerry.
Are you there?
Their mics are off. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. Anyway, the Marsh family, thank you for that picture of that handsome guy. I will wear it on my lapel wherever I go. Now, KFI had a thing with John and Ken. Are you there?
We're here, Jerry.
Okay. John and Ken down there on Friday night, and I got down there at the last hour of the show. Our last show of the program. We had T.J. Bonner, we had Jim Gilchrist, we had the Marsh family, we had everybody down there. The place was packed. I never saw so many great patriots in my whole life. They earned approximately around $5,000 for their behalf. In the middle of that broadcast, evidently it came in that the two Border Patrol agents, it's been taken off the agenda of the courts at the moment. So it's just been put on the back burner for a while. So folks, you support Terry Anderson, and you support these people like the Martians and all the rest of these people out here who are doing the right to defend our country. This is our country, and the Lord knows it. I know it. Terry knows it. And by heaven, we're not going to give in.
All right,
we're
Jerry.
Not going to break the law.
Thanks.
God bless.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Barbara Cole. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. God bless you, darling.
Hey, kid.
Your good message. And in addition to the gold-plated patriots, John and Barbara Marsh, I wanted to advise your listeners that another gold-plated patriot, Dick Mountjoy, is going to be our honored guest and keynote speaker at our CCIR meeting on September 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Garden Grove Women's Center, 9501 Chapman Avenue in Garden Grove. And if anybody would need additional information, please contact us at a very easy to remember phone number, toll free, 877-NO-ILLEGAL, because Dick Mountjoy is out there as another gold-plated patriot.
He's the real deal.
You bet he is, and
right.
He's fighting for the survival of not only our sovereignty, but the very lives.
All right, Barbara.
Our loved ones and our children, and we hope you'll be there. Terry, I cordially invite you. I hope you can make it.
Try to make it, Barbara. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Okay.
Folks, I got good news for you. You remember the Wake Up America show in Las Vegas with Mark Edwards? Guess what? This week, Thursday night, Mark Edwards will be back. That's right. He will be hosting the Wake Up America show again in Las Vegas with Steve Eichler. They're going to be co-hosts on the show. It's on 12:30 a.m. KLAV in Las Vegas. It starts September the 7th. It'll be every Thursday night between 8 and 10. Great stuff. Mark Edwards back on the radio again. I knew you couldn't keep him off. Let's go to Brad calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I just want to make a comment about Maywood. I just want to thank all the Save Our State people for what they did, stand up to the Diablos in Maywood. And what can I say? I mean, those people are just, they're less than human the way they would, you know, would be if a woman. I mean, I just can't even believe it. And the fact they run the buzzer
ones that show up. And you know what, Brad? Some of them are women. Some of them are older ladies. And we got our war veterans out there, 80 years old, standing out there getting beat on by these thugs. You know, I should ask Julio what he thought about that while he's here. Now, Julio, next time you call, I'm going to ask you what you think about those people being beat up for, you know, just going out and protesting their First Amendment rights. Anyway, it's a sad thing, Brad, that there's not more people to come out. But our numbers are growing, and the people seem to be getting braver. And we will win.
Yeah, well, they're not going to stop us.
No, they're not going to stop us.
Lives aren't going to stop us from protesting.
Well said. Well said. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, thanks.
Take care, buddy. Let's go to Norm, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Norm, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, always a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to your open monologue. God, you were good. You were really, really good about your points. But I have to respectfully disagree with you about Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the sense of what you might think I'm going to disagree with you. I actually think... I used to be a big fan of Sean Hannity. I used to be an old truck driver, whatever I got, and I tuned in on him and discovered who this guy was before he went national. And every time I used to get in the New Jersey area, used to love Sean Ron when he went national. I knew he was going to go national, too. I thought it was great. But after he went national sometime, he went soft. He went totally soft. I don't know what happened to him. And I can actually say that because when I used to listen to his show, he used to be more conservative than you are now. And
is that possible?
Well,
it was possible.
I believe so. I believe so. And then he started substituting for Rush. When Rush would take time off, then he came on. And at some point, I swear to God, I don't know if the guy got soft because more money came his way.
Well, you know.
I have no idea.
Well, you know what, Norm? You have a right to your opinion, and I didn't listen to him when he was not national, so I don't know the difference. This is the only guy I ever heard. My point was this. Here's a guy, and you must admit he is a powerful man now.
Oh, yeah.
With 4 hours on the media every day. Wow, man, that's a lot of media time every single day, and one of them's on TV. Here's a guy that's got power. If he understood the problem, and I know that Sean does talk about it. He does mention the schools. He mentions the hospitals, but he doesn't put a face to it. You know, when he went down there on the border, he showed the people coming across, but Norm, what he didn't do was follow those people to see where they went and to see the destruction that they caused in the neighborhoods they go through. That's what he should do. When do we get a story about the people displaced on jobs, the people whose wages have been cut? When do we get a story about those people who sit in the hospital rooms? When do we get a story about the poor kids who sit in the classroom? They're building 120 schools here in Los Angeles City. You know what? They never built one when it was mostly black kids in that city. Not a one. Not when white kids were there. But guess what? Now, all of a sudden, these chosen people are getting 120 schools built. We finally found money. When my kids went to school, there was no band instruments. There was no athletic equipment. There was no science equipment. There was none of that stuff. They couldn't even bring their books home. But guess what? We're building 120 new schools. Unbelievable. You tell me there's not some discrimination going on here.
Well, you brought up an eye-opener for me, and I swear to God, I hear when I go shopping at Walmart, and I hear their the commercial that they have on the TV circuit there on the Spanish, but I was unaware about the billboards, the 90% of billboards that you had mentioned.
In Los Angeles City, it's unbelievable. Well, in my neighborhood, it is. It's unbelievable. I got to go, Norm. Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to William Gein calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. William, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Harry, it's Miller Crime.
Yeah, Miller Crime. That's what it is.
Look, we're going after Miller Brewing.
Good for you.
And
there's a lot more of us than there is of them, William.
Well, we're going to do this. We want to build a coalition of over 100 organizations to hit them.
Count me in.
Well, you are on the list, and within 24 hours, on a holiday weekend, 20 organizations have already signed on, and we're going to unveil this thing tomorrow. And we're not just going to press release this nationally. We're going to press release this globally because we're going after their product, and we're going after their stock.
Good.
And unfortunately, see, here's the thing. If the people that own the Miller Brewing Company lived in Milwaukee, this wouldn't last very long. Them dumping all this beer on illegal aliens,
right,
trying to get them to drink it, so
they don't live there,
to kill more Americans.
Right.
The owners of Milwaukee Brewer, they're owned by a British firm that's only traded on the British and the South African Stock Exchange. So we're going to have to ask people in other countries, along with Americans, to dump their stock, dump their products, which includes Miller Lite, Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, Ice House, and Milwaukee's Best. And we're going to unveil, I'm going to mention this on your show for the first time because you're going to be supporting the coalition with
us. Absolutely.
MillerBoycott.com. MillerBoycott.com is already up.
MillerBoycott.com. Good stuff. MillerBoycott.com, folks. You hear that? That's real simple. You know?
Put the Miller first, and then the boycott.com, and we're going to send this thing up the flagpole tomorrow, and I can guarantee you something. Not only is there a petition on there, but it asks people to take action, spread the word on this thing, put up stickers, put up flyers, talk about it in bars. We want people in bars, pubs, and clubs to say, no, don't buy me a Miller. We're going to terrorize this company because we have to make an example of someone. And I believe our movement has reached a point that if we get a coalition of 100 organizations working together, we can put a dent in them. And if we put a dent in one of them, that'll communicate to the rest of them. I think the time has really come for that, Terry.
All right, William, stay in touch. We'll see what happens, buddy. We will see what happens. Thanks a lot for all you do.
Thank you, Terry.
We'll get it going. Take care. William Gain from Raleigh, North Carolina. Let's go to Dave calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Dave, what are you saying? How much time, buddy?
Hey, Terry. I went to the Unite the Fight Summit last May. I listened to you, Mark Edwards, and a lot of the other speakers, and I came back. I knew I had to do something. We're only about 3 or 4 weeks old, but we're called U.S. Citizens for Immigration Enforcement, and we have a website. And essentially, our thinking is that we don't really need any new laws.
We don't. We never have.
We would enforce the existing laws. It wouldn't be in this issue right now. And what I'd like to do is give the website out. And if anybody from the greater Phoenix area or around the country would like to join, come to this site. And the site is www.uscfie.com. And that's U.S. Citizens for Immigration Enforcement. It's a good site. We have about 10 pages there with videos, photos, and articles. And we have links to your page, Mark Edwards, Wake Up America, and everyone else.
I appreciate that too, Dave.
And I had to get involved, especially with the passion that you speak with. I was told, especially after you spoke and Glenn Spence and some of the others.
Good folks.
But
gotta
please,
go.
Come and visit our site. And
give it one more time, Dave. One more time.
Okay, www.uscfie.com. For some reason, it works better on a Yahoo search engine than Google, but I heard Google are a bunch of liberals, so possibly that's why they didn't put me on.
Gotta go, buddy. Okay. Thanks for the call, Dave. Take care. Let's go to Sandra calling from Mission Viejo with an announcement. Sandra, what do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry. Yes. I believe that if our borders were secured and our immigration laws were enforced on September 10th, 2001, the thousands of Americans murdered by illegal aliens would be alive today. So in honor of the families of the September 11th act of war on the United States, we're having a pro-America rally on September 10th, 2006, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 3420 Bristol Street in Costa Mesa, California, which is directly across the street from South Coast Plaza. And we'll be there. We'll have a rally, and we'll have a flag-waving ceremony around noon. We'll be marching up over the overpass of the major freeway.
Address one more time, Sandra.
3420 Bristol Street, Costa Mesa, California, directly across the street from South Coast Plaza.
All right, Sandra. We appreciate it. You keep up the good
Terry,
work.
You're awesome.
You're awesome, Sandra. We appreciate you, too.
Thank you.
You take care.
You too.
All right. Let's go to Priscilla calling from Nuevo, California. Priscilla, what do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. I just wanted to say something for that punk review. The first time he called you, he said he was a Mescalero Apache. Yeah. Apparently, he doesn't know his history. Apaches and Mexicans were enemies. The Apaches killed Geronimo's whole family and members of his tribe. Miles Colorado, Geronimo, about 600 Apaches went into Mexico, and they fought with the Mexican soldiers and killed them. And this guy claims that he's Apache, and he's for Viva Mexico. It's a lie. He's a liar. He doesn't know his history. That's all I
want to
say.
All right, Priscilla. Thanks for the call. You take care. Call me again. Haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget, folks, we need you up to stay on the air. It's a money pit.
to buy this time to stay on the air. We need your help. Without you, we can't hang around, and who knows how much longer we'll be here. It's like that sometimes. We know it's hard, but, you know, what are we going to do? We don't have the money, so somebody's got to come up with it. So we ask you to help us. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that out again at the end of the show. We really need your help, folks. Let's go to Joel calling from Simi Valley. Joel, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm just enjoy the show.
Oh, thank you, Joel. Calls again.
I wanted to point out about Julio, like Priscilla, I wanted to point out something that the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo certainly provided for the fact that the border did cross some Mexicans that lived at that time.
And they had a choice.
They had a choice.
They absolutely had a choice, right. I guess who the lucky ones were, Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other thing is I've had that debate with people and didn't know what to say, and then I looked up on the web and read that treaty and found that out. And the other thing that I would point out for people to throw back into the face of that ridiculous argument is that I ask people when they give me that, is the problem that Mexico has today the lack of land?
No, there's not. I've been down there regularly, and I've been to about 10 or 11 states now. Beautiful country, beautiful people, some of the sweetest people I've ever met, but they got plenty of land. There's no shortage of land. And let me tell you something, Joel, they've got very fertile land down there, too.
Oh, they really do.
And lots of beaches, lots of mountains, lots of ancient ruins, lots of stuff that could make that country rich if the money was just distributed. Joel, I got to go. It's the end of the show.
Thank you.
You call me again.
I will.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Mike calling from Schaumburg, Illinois. Mike, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I'm one of Rick Beseda's men here, and we're going to have a big rally tomorrow. We're going to be at Hassert's door, and we're going to confront those illegals that are marching up for 4 days.
Good for you.
Chicago.
Give them hell, Mike.
We will. So I just love you, and you're doing a great job. But your monologue was unbelievable.
Oh, buddy, I appreciate it. We're going to send that to Sean, see what he says, see if we get a response. I don't know if we will, but, you know, it needed to be said.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
You're doing your part, and we're doing
yes,
our
you
part.
Guys are. You guys are doing great work there in Illinois. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, bye now.
All right, folks, get a pencil ready. I'm going to give you the number to call Miller Brewing and give them hell. Let's go to Rick calling from Chicago. Very little time, Rick. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Rick Miasano. What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
Going
to rock and roll tomorrow, my friend.
Give them hell, buddy. Wish I could be there.
Yeah.
Wish I could be there. You guys know how to put on a party.
Yeah, we're going to put out a good one, Terry. You'll make it. Another one. Don't worry about it.
But I will make another one. I had a good one last time I was there with you guys, and we enjoyed it. But we're all doing what we can, buddy, all across the country.
We got a lot of people coming out to this one. I believe we're going to get a little payback.
Well, let me know how it goes. Give me a call tomorrow. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I will. I'll send you some pictures if I get them.
Okay, Rick. Thanks, buddy.
You take care.
Rick Miasano, folks. Chicago Minuteman. All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks.
Here's that number, folks, from Miller Brewing. The consumer line is 1-800-MILLER-6. That's 1-800-MILLER-6, the number 6. And headquarters is 414-931-2222. That's 414-931-2222. Give them a call, folks. Give them a call. All right. I want you to stick around tonight. Loris Rascala Live, great show. Andy Ramirez, Chairman of Friends of Border Patrol. Larry Greenfield, California Director of the Republican Jewish Coalition, and Congressional Candidate David Jones. All will join Loris tonight on Loris Rascala Live. Don't forget our sponsor, Jonathan Rose, the Capital Gold Group, 1-800-510-9594. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and I also want to remind you folks, need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to thank Les Blinkhorn for taking your calls. And don't forget our buddy, Rusty Childress, 22nd Avenue and Camelback at Childress Auto Mall, immigrationbuzz.com. Don't forget that those three websites we talk about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com, of course. And don't forget our good buddy, One Man, at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson from the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.